Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Sydney Hone. We're going to be talking Helper Saturday vibes, probably one of our favorite events in the summer here in the Castle Country. Sydney, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I love coming by.
And you know, as we've gone through the season further and further, it just feels like you guys are getting better and better at vibes. The last event I was at, it was just packed in those streets. Absolutely incredible. Music was on point. Just everything was incredible. And this week, we got a pretty special event come up. It's going to be the Pride Celebration, something I know a lot of people around here are looking forward to.
We're pretty excited. I think we're one of the only prides in the area, if not the only pride, and we're happy to be able to do it in our community.
And you know, it has that same helper vibe feel to it as well, because you have a killer selection of music coming up, and it starts out at 5 p.m. with Derm, kind of that grunge rock feel. You're going to be loving what you're going to be hearing. I know I will, at least.
Yeah, so unlike some of the bands that we've had for the last few weeks, Derm is going to be doing a lot more of their original music, which will be very fun, still with that grunge 90s rock feel like you're saying, but a little more different than what we're used to hearing here.
And you know, I love hearing those original songs from these smaller bands, especially if they're brave enough to go out there and perform. That's something I know I couldn't do.
Right, me either.
And it inspires confidence that they are willing to do that. So that's going to kick off at 5 p.m. And then you're going to play the night away at 8 p.m. Ginger and the Gents coming by. Kind of an interesting combination of genres from these guys. It's rock and the blues. So kind of a best of both worlds.
Yeah, Ginger and the Gents is going to be fun. They're very on our pride theme, and we are excited to have them and see what they bring.
Now, of course, outside of the music, everyone is going to be at Helper Vibes. They're going to be looking for the vendors, and you had a great selection last time around. I'm sure you guys are going to have that and then some this time as well.
That's the plan. My personal favorite last week, who is coming back this week, was Wicked Kitchen. They did specialty pancakes, and it's like 12 little pancakes with a variety of toppings. I did a cookies and cream one, and it was so good.
You know, I walked past them last time. I didn't stop. I thought about it, but now I'm glad to hear they're coming back. I might just have to swing by and give them a try this time. And of course, everyone wants to know, what's the margarita this week? Because Shayla always just knocks it out of the park.
She really does. This week is a smashed peach margarita. It's got hot honey in it, tequila, a habanero honey rim, and a peach slice. It's going to be good.
Now, I got to ask your opinion on hot honey, because it's popping up everywhere. You see it in literally everything. That's the special item going around right now. How do you feel about hot honey?
I can say that I was shopping for hot honey at our Walmart on Monday, and there was none. So it's very popping in our town, and I am a fan. I was trying the taco bowl that's very popular right now with the sweet potatoes and the hot honey and cottage cheese. It's so good. I like hot honey, and I'm excited to see it in this drink. There's going to be three different spice levels you'll be able to choose from, so you kind of get to pick your spice, and it's going to be good.
And you know, I wasn't sold on hot honey the first time I tried, but it's one of those flavors that's really grown on me, so I'm excited to see what they have in store this time. And of course, You have stuff for the adults. You got the music, you got the margaritas, you have the vendors, but for the kids as well, you guys always have a fun selection of activities. What are we looking at this week?
This week is going to be pride themed, so keep a lookout for some color.
And you guys always do an excellent job for the kids' activity. And that's what I love about Helper Vibes. This isn't set for one group of people. This is something that really caters to every kind of person in our community. You got stuff for adults, stuff for kids, stuff for people everywhere in between. It's incredible what you guys have been able to do with this festival. Now, if there are people who might be on the fence of attending Helper Vibes this Saturday, what encouragement would you give them to get out and get involved with this festival?
Helper Vibes is a great place if you're trying to have a good time in a safe environment. We are open for everybody, and we really just love to create an amazing party for our community. So if you'd like to come party with us, please do.
I think party's probably the best word to describe it. Sydney, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just that I can't wait to see you this Saturday.
Sydney, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Sydney Ho with Helper Saturday Vibes. We're talking about their upcoming event. It's going to be June 14th. It's pride themed. They've got Derm. They've got Ginger and the Gents. They've got everything you've come to love about Helper Vibes and then some new additions. It's going to be an absolute great time. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.